Hello， 大家好，欢迎你又一次回来收听潘吉杰尼告诉你。
Hey， 大家好，我是 Michael。
好，那美国的感恩节马上就要到了，今天我跟 Michael 呢就要跟大家分享一下英语里面十种最常用也最自然的表达感恩感谢的说法。
That's right. American Thanksgiving is just around the corner. And today we will show 10 most common and natural ways to express gratitude in English.
Okay, 那 gratitude 就是感恩和感谢啊，它是一个名词。那我们今天要教大家的第一个表达呢，其实就是来自于这个词。But it's the adjective, right?
Yeah, exactly. So the adjective here would be grateful. I am grateful for something.
好，那用在句子里面呢，其实 grateful 基本上后面你都要跟一个介词，一个 preposition 啊。通常最常听到的就是 I'm very grateful for something or someone.
Yeah, this is a very common expression that we use to generally express gratefulness, for something in our lives.For example, I'm very grateful for my health. I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for my job and that kind of thing.
表达的就是你刚刚说比较笼统的 general 的这种感恩啊，因为这些事情或者这些人在你生命中存在，所以你觉得这是一个很大的 blessing, 一个祝福 right?
Yes, when we want to be grateful to a person, it gets a lot more specific because we want to tell a short story.
我们其实 grateful 后面还能加 to, 但就像 Michael 说的，这个时候我们就从笼统 general move 到很具体很 specific, 而且 grateful to, 通常后面 you're grateful to a person for helping you with something specific.
Exactly. Again, if we're having Thanksgiving, that person is probably sitting at the table. So you can point to them and say, I'm grateful to my brother for teaching me how to drive, right? Very specific story.
Okay, 所以这个是重点啊，这个是具体。那除了 grateful for or grateful to, 你还可以说 I'm grateful that 一件事情 happened 了。
Yeah, this is an example where you put grateful that, and then you might put a phrase here, right? So, for example, I'm grateful that my colleagues supported me during the project.
Okay, wonderful. 好，那看完了 grateful, 我们今天第二个要分享的表达呢是 thankful. 很像刚刚讲到，后面加的也是这三个介词。You can be thankful for something or someone. You can be thankful to 一个 person.And you can be thankful that something happened in your life.
So let's start with thankful for, right? So thankful for is similar to grateful for, and it focuses on something or someone you're thankful for, again, in a general way. All right, and next one up is thankful to, right? Thankful to a person, right?
我们就具体的在表达你很感谢一个人帮你做了一件事情。比如说搬家是不是你麻烦朋友说哎呀下个礼拜我要搬家能不能帮忙啊 And then they show up for you.
For example, in English, I'm so thankful to you for helping me move on such short notice.
总之呢你是要来感谢一个具体的人帮你做的具体的事。好那我们看完了这个 thankful for, 我们接下来其实要分享三个都是用核心这个感谢 thank 或者 thank you 的表达 But of course, we're not going to be so boring and just stay with thank you. 我们要教你一些更加加强的 thank you, right?
Exactly. So just saying thank you is so basic, right? The next couple of expressions all expand on this notion of thank you. Number three is, I can't thank you enough.
它其实就是表达你这种深深的感谢，然后真的是好像这个语言都不足以表达。
Exactly. I can't thank my parents enough for supporting my dreams.
父母支持你的梦想啊，所以对他们非常的感谢，怎么谢都谢不够。好，那除了用 I can't thank you, I can't thank someone enough, 我们还能怎么说呢？
I can't begin to thank you. I don't know where to begin to thank you for, right? So very, very formal, very, very polite here. I can't begin to thank you.
而且我觉得这真的也是要对方确实 they actually gave you a lot of help. 如果只是一件很小的事情 you really don't need to be so thankful. 是吧？
If somebody did a little thing for you, just something very small, like opening the door for you, yeah, you can say thank you, right? But if something is more important or more serious, you can use these longer phrases. For example, I can't begin to thank the volunteers for all their hard work.
哦，是志愿者 volunteers, 因为 they don't get paid, 又没有经济上的报酬，然后他们要出时间出力 so you can't thank them enough. 还有比如说养育之恩，除了父母，还有很多时候是要 grandparents, they raised you. So I can't begin to thank my grandparents for raising me and giving me all their love and support.
I love that. And again, it just sounds how sincere and kind of like thoughtful that is. It's a very wonderful phrase.
很真诚啊，很 sincere. 其实我们下一个 expression 表达，我觉得这就是真的发自内心的。
Thank you from the bottom of my heart, right? You can imagine how serious this one is, right?
对，它非常形象啊，就是我从心底里，我打心底里感谢你。
I'm imagining that if you're applying to university and somebody gave you a recommendation letter, you know, from one of your favorite professors, you might say something like this, right? Like, oh, this is going to change my life. Thank you so much. This is so fantastic.
好，那我想我们生命里面一定都有这样给就给予你很大的、很重要的 very significant and important help 的人哦，所以以后呢，你就可以用这些好的表达。OK, 那 Michael, 我们已经分享了五个很棒的感恩表达。好，那我们今天剩下的这几个呢，我们会用一些不同的核心动词。好，那我们首先要看的这个动词呢，就是感激啊。这个英语里面我们用的词是
I appreciate.
Appreciate, 我觉得也是一个比较怎么说 significant, 是吧 Really appreciate it.
Exactly, so it's much more sincere, much more important than just a thank you. Let's look at some examples here. I appreciate the advice my teacher gave me last week.
感谢，很感激老师给你的建议啊，或者工作的时候团队 right? I really appreciate the effort that our whole team has put into this project.
And I'm really appreciative of all the experiences I've had, both positive and negative.
哦，所以你这里是把它变成了形容词啊 You're appreciative of something or someone. 而且这个我觉得它就是常常用在说的那种一件事情或者经历 right? Some kind of experience or circumstances, you're appreciative of it.好，那我们接下来呢，但是要看这个表达有一点不一样 It's slightly different.
So, owing something means I need to pay you money. That's the literal meaning, the dictionary meaning. But in this phrase, we said, I owe it to you. So maybe I'm successful and I can turn to my teacher or I can turn to my coach and say, I owe it to you. It's because of you that I did this.
OK, 所以这里我们用的不是比较熟悉的那些词啊而是用到了 OWE, 亏欠这个核心动词。那其实我讲亏欠大家就很容易理解了对吧父母的恩情老师的恩情在英语里面你也可以用同样的动词 So I owe it to you.
Exactly. Once you take money out of this expression, it starts to get a lot more meaningful. So in other words, I owe my life to you. I owe my career to you. I owe my happiness to you. It's a very powerful statement.
那我们今天最后要分享的这两个表达都是从意义、意思上面来入手的。
Yes, our last two expressions today all expand on how much someone or something means to you.
意义重大啊、哦、比如你就可以直接跟人家说 Thank you, I really appreciate your help. It means a lot or it means so much to me, 对吧
That's a wonderful expression and really just said in very a sincere way, right? It means a lot to me. It's a wonderful way of sort of repaying the kindness that somebody's telling you.
对比如前几天我一个朋友 他快要回国了，然后走之前就特地去给我买了一个礼物。我就说这个里面的情谊啊 ，sentiment, it's the thoughtfulness, really means a lot to me.
Yeah, that's a really great phrase. You remember when I was in high school and my teachers were very kind to me, and I always thought about this phrase, right? The recognition I received from my teacher really means a lot to me.
对，就别人给你的认可啊 ，recognition. Yeah, it does mean a lot to you and gives you so much confidence. 好，那如果你觉得光这样说 ，it means a lot, it means so much to you， 还不够表达这个感谢，你可以把世界搬出来。
Not good enough. So we need to make it even stronger. It means the world to me.
The world, the universe, everything. 那也是我们今天最后的一个表达，就是 it means the world to me. 我觉得这句话重要的是它的语气 right? Like the tone of voice, how you say it is really important.
And I don't want to go off tangent here, but you know,If we use the correct term, it sounds fantastic and the listener will understand it very well. But imagine if somebody bought you a coffee and then you said, oh, it means the world to me. That in English would be kind of 讽刺. This would be kind of sarcasm, right?
啊、那又讲到这个事情是不是值得 worthy of 你讲那么大的、那么重的话。因为如果就像 Michael 说的是你就请朋友喝了一杯咖啡然后他说 Oh, it means the world to me. 你说就很奇怪说不定听起来还是讽刺就好像说、啊、你很小气请我喝杯咖啡就认识你十年了才请过我喝一杯咖啡 So it means the world to me.
Exactly. That would be like an overreaction, right? I reacted too strongly and it sounds like a sarcasm in English.
好，但是我们还是再回去看一下语气 tone of voice 啊。如果一个人真的是对你很重要给了你很大的帮助你要怎么就用什么样的语气来说这句话呢
It means the world to me. So my voice is kind of going upwards and kind of slowing down and I really emphasize the world or whatever object you want in this sentence, right? That's what we're emphasizing. I don't say it quickly. I know, go nice and slow. It means the world to me.
Okay, 所以我们这里要强调然后是要放慢和拖长 the world, 是吧? It means the world to me.
Exactly. Very genuine, very sincere.
我想我们每个人的生活里面来一定都有人说不定还有不少的人啊你想在这个感恩节对他表示感恩和感谢那希望所有今天这些表达呢都会帮到你那最后呢我也真的是 you know from the bottom the very bottom of my heart 想跟大家说 no words can express how grateful I am for you guys, to you guys for supporting me. 其实这几年也是遇到节目的变化、主播的变化、这个业务的变化，但也因为有大家的支持，我也会继续做下去。So really, you guys, your support means the world to me.
Yeah, so even though I haven't been on the show for very long, I already received a lot of support from some of my students who love listening. So I really appreciate, again, from the bottom of my heart, all the support that you guys have given me. It's wonderful.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这里。然后呢，也欢迎大家在留言里面告诉我们who or what are you most grateful for in your life?
Oh, thank you very much, everybody. And 感谢你们的收听。再见。
Yes, thank you so much, and we'll see you next time.